Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on the first full year in business at the next level for Summit Meats in Pulaski County. Owner Kyle Turpin says meat processing has been a family tradition in some form or fashion over the years, but development of their new Summit Meats has taken it to the next level.
This goes back roughly 5 years in the making. We started with our business planning. We used K-Card for a lot of our business planning. Then we started working on financing possibilities.
K-Card, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, he says, has been key to their progress. So too has the ag development process. He started by visiting with county ag development boards in the region they were to serve, processing meat for area cattlemen.
And we went to their boards individually and tried to get support from them. We got support from several surrounding counties. And then we went to the Governor's Office of Ag Policy and went through them to attain some state funds that matched those county funds that we acquired.
They got a state grant and local grants from Pulaski, Lincoln, and Laurel counties.
The total of the grant was $165,000.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
911, what's your emergency?
I need somebody at my apartment. My son is overdosed.
Is he breathing?
Is he breathing, Mark? He's not breathing.
This is Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. 911 calls like the one you just heard are far too frequent in Kentucky. More than 1,300 Kentuckians died last year of a drug overdose. Don't wait until it's too late. If you need help for yourself or for someone else, visit don'tletthemdie.com.
We're back with Kyle Turpin, owner of Summit Meats, in this first of a two-part series talking about their startup and its dependence on and their service to with a processing option to help area livestock producers.
We planned it that way, and it really has worked that way. We've documented over 150 local farmers and farm families that we have done business with, purchased from, done somewhat partnerships with.
Today's first segment will focus on their partnership with producers, whom he says have in large part reciprocated in those partnerships.
They've been on board with our quality control. We got a really strict set of standards that have to be followed, but the farmers are in line with that and are doing a great job.
The response from consumers in the region has been rewarding as well, and we'll talk about that in part two next week. In the meantime, you can learn more about them online at summitmeats.com. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.